Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, we'll boot it!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic episode of the podcast. In this one, we get back into the delightful science of dogs, and specifically today, why their noses are sometimes wet and sometimes dry. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you've ever shared a home with a dog, you've probably had the startling experience of, while minding your own business, having a cold, wet nose thrust into your skin like a friendly ice cube. It's your pup's way of getting your attention. And it's an old wives' tale that such a wet nose is a good thing because it supposedly means your dog is in good health. But this idea has no basis in fact. Whether a dog has a wet nose is not a signal, one way or another, of health. But why are dogs' noses sometimes dry and sometimes wet? The short answer is that dogs sometimes lick their noses, but the catch is that no one knows for sure why they do that. One theory suggests that because dogs are always licking their noses, their saliva helps paint their schnoz with the mucus produced in the nostrils. As a result, all that mucus licking improves a dog's ability to smell things. Let's break down how that works. When dogs sniff the air, and they are always sniffing the air, they inhale tiny suspended particles. These particles get trapped in their nasal mucus, which helps the dog figure out what they're smelling. As a dog licks its nose, it picks up some of the scent-laden goop. The tongue then brushes against an olfactory gland on the roof of the mouth, which helps our four-legged companions figure out exactly what they're smelling. Another reason, some have suggested, could be that a wet nose helps keep a dog cool in warm weather. When we humans sweat, the perspiration our sweat glands produce evaporates off of our skin, cooling us down. Dogs, however, do not sweat. That's because they have no sweat glands, except for on the bottom of their paw pads. Instead, they pant to cool off. However, a dog's nose, unlike the rest of its body, is not covered in fur. It also brims with blood vessels. When a dog licks its nose, the theory suggests it's cooling itself down as its saliva, like human sweat, evaporates. That leaves the surface area of the nose cool, along with the blood circulating in and around Fido's snout. Consequently, cooler blood flows the dog's head and body, keeping our best friends a little bit cooler. But then, why are dogs' noses often dry? A few factors can lead to less licking. Touch your dog's nose in the morning. Chances are it'll be dry as the Sahara. That's because as a dog sleeps, it rarely licks its nose. And certain breeds, like bulldogs and pugs, have noses that are mostly dry. Age also tends to make a dog nose drier. The bottom line is that if your dog has a dry nose, chill out. The dog isn't sick. Wait a few hours and it will be wet again. Oh, and a bonus pup nose fact. Have you noticed that your dog has slits on the sides of its nose? There's a reason. When dogs exhale, they do so out of those slits. That's so that the exhaled air does not mix with the scented inhaled air, which flows into the nostrils. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Do Dogs Have Wet Noses? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Peritano. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.